ShepherdsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Thank you, David Jeremiah. Folks, do you realize that if Jesus preached the same message ministers preach today in America, he would have never been crucified?
Could have got rid of that cross. Huh?
Let me say this again. If Jesus preached the same message ministers preach today, he would have never been crucified. Because for the most part, the very cross, the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, law to grace, has been totally eradicated. And then, folks, we wonder why we're in the predicament that we are in this country, especially when John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. I see people being caught up into the battle of politics when, in fact, it's the church's responsibility to make sure politics stays on par.
That's right.
Let me say it one more time. If Jesus preached the same message ministers preach today for the most part, he would never have been crucified. Let me ask you this, Christians, patriots, is your preacher being persecuted? Is he being talked down upon? Is he being slandered? Is he hated? Because if he isn't, I'm going to ask you the question, why is he not? Folks, I was a friend, and D. James Kennedy was a friend of mine before he passed away. We had gotten the opportunity to spend some time with him. And I remember he told me the story at one particular point where he had people protesting his church. And he had pastors from all over America come over to his church, and he had pastors that had the audacity to walk up to him and ask him the question, why is your church being protested? You know what that good saint said? He said back to those compromising men that call themselves pastors, he said, you mean your church isn't being protested? Folks, Protestant has meaning. Protestants, patriots, has meaning to magnify the laws of our republic, the Constitution of the United States. There's no getting around it. Woe unto them when all men speak well of them, for the sword of their fathers are the false prophets. The surest sign that there's an anointed man of God in the pulpit is by gauging the persecution that that man endures. You can rightly gauge a man by his enemies. How many of you, even patriots today, are under some kind of scrutiny or being persecuted for righteousness' sake or going through some kind of a trial or tribulation because of the light that you walk in? Let me tell you this and let me encourage you that you're on the right side of the fence if that's the case. If you go without persecution, you're probably on the wrong side of the fence. Why does evil prevail in our country, America? Because good men, listen to this and put it into proper perspective, because good men do nothing. That's what we're up against in this country. I want to bring a little light to the situation as to what's going on in your country. Of course, the media doesn't want you to know that there's a strong undertow of the patriotic movement, a constitutional movement, a Christian movement going on under what they are continuously inundating you with. They don't want you to know that you're saying the same things. They want to, just like the Bible declares, Jesus said, Satan divides and he conquers through the lies, not through the truth. He divides and he conquers. It's amazing to me the tea parties that we'll have, the gala events we'll have, the premieres that we'll have throughout the state of Minnesota and throughout the country. When I get hundreds and hundreds of people together, I will look at them and say to them, do you realize you're all saying the same thing? You can go knock on someone's door, have a conversation with them. You've never met them before. You'll probably agree on 95% of the topics that are going on in your country. Folks, don't be blindsided by what's going on in your country. And I want to give you one more heads up before we take this quick break. You gauge the righteous in this country by the persecution that they are enduring right now. The media, for the most part, is not going to persecute those that are a part of the agenda. They're going to try to demonize and vilify anybody that stands against their agenda. When you see what's going on in the country today, you see those that tell the truth that are being ostracized for telling the truth. America, you should know better as to who's telling the truth and to who is lying. Everybody says, oh, I don't believe what the media says. Well, then why do you criticize what they say when they say it about one of a righteous man or a righteous woman? Why do you criticize that candidate or that individual when the media exposes them for something they've never done or said? They've only alleged and they get away with it. That's baloney. We need to correct that. We need to stand up against that. I've heard it said, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing. During my preface here, I appreciate you listening, by the way. It's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in a time of deception. I want to say this again. It's a revolutionary act to tell the truth in the time of deception. And that's exactly what we're up against in this country today. Folks, think. For the most part, from coast to coast, from Minnesota to Texas, you're saying the same things. You just got to get together and stand together when it hits the fan, per se. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, that was my preface. We're going to come back and kick off and finish what we were talking about on Monday. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
More energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. Again, you have with you on this sunny, beautiful day in the state of Minnesota. It's 83 degrees out, as a matter of fact. July 22nd, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. I said Jake, not Jack.
That's right.
Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. And I do want to give you a heads up. If you think I just get lit during the radio show, you got to talk to my wife. This is all the time. The intensity is incredible. You know, the Bible says that God's ministers are made the flames of fire. And why is that? So the world can watch them burn. He does this. We don't do this. We just partake and yield ourselves to it.
When you get close, you might get burnt yourself.
Now, did I say you could talk yet?
No.
Okay. The show where we think for ourselves.
Speaking of thinking for ourselves,
can I talk now? Make not the others the measure of our conduct. Thank you for the precept, for the preface, Jake. Go ahead.
Well, now you put me on the spot. Now it's my position that I can talk.
Well, what were your thoughts? I mean, it's true. You gauge a man by the persecution that he endures, and people get it the wrong way.
Well, I think that in an empire of lies, like you said, it's a revolutionary act to speak the truth. And that's exactly what you have right now, but only to the mainstream media, because just like you said, there is an enormous movement. They cannot overcome the spirit of truth in each one of your hearts, and there is no doubt about it. So when you see the media begin to crumble, it's not because a majority of people are against them. They always are. It's because a majority of people now are standing against them.
And you know how they're crumbling? Because their lies keep getting bigger and bigger. I mean, I just heard yesterday, Jake, now the Tea Party's a thing of the past. And
oh,
by the
yeah,
way,
definitely.
I've heard this from some of the conservatives.
Yeah.
And it's like, you people have got to be kidding me.
What do they call those rhinos?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
America is awake. People have had it. And by the way, for those pollsters that just are deceived by polls to the left and to the right, and they believe the polls, You can even look at your polls right now. You tell me who's winning the game. Yeah,
the bottom line is right always wins. It will always win. You back right, you're always going to win. These people that you're talking about that are conservatives saying the Tea Party movement is a thing of the past. Well, a lot of these folks, and we talked about it earlier, what does it mean to be conservative? Most conservatives these days that have any political power, they capitulate to the other side. They're yesterday's liberals. That's what they are.
Capitulate is a great word.
I love to use that word. Thank you, Michael Prudka.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, saith Jesus in John 15. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's love. You are my friends, Jesus said to his disciples, if you do whatsoever I command you. Folks, they're not suggestions. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Now listen carefully. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. America, how do church pastors today have the world loving Jesus Christ without repentance? You got to ask yourself that question.
Yep.
Pretty sick. Yeah.
The same way that major leaders of political parties have both sides loving them. There is no bipartisanship when it comes to right and wrong. Right is right and wrong is wrong.
Like the word.
Doesn't matter if you have people from both parties agreeing with that which is wrong. It's still wrong. Who
That's
cares
right.
about the party? Right is right.
That's right. And here's the other thing. Ben Franklin said diplomacy is seduction in another guise. I guess the Sons of Liberty have just not been bestowed that gift.
The beautiful gift. What did he say? And then he said, within time, one grows better at it or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, deception. But again, that was a documentary, so you don't know if he actually said that. But it was a great point. The first part of that, it really was. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. You know what? So fool you on diplomacy. Diplomacy destroys countries, folks, and that's exactly what you're seeing. People want people to say the black, and they want people to say the white, and we should be doing the same thing, every one of us.
That's right, and to bring understanding as well, because I think part of that saying that Benjamin Franklin was bringing up is there's another saying in that same. By the way, if you haven't seen John Adams, you really need to go see it. But John Adams, his wife said, men need to feel they've made up their own minds.
Yes.
There's an element of education here in bringing people knowledge that they've never heard before. And that's learning history. And at this particular time in our country, it is essential to learn that history because they rewrite history in public schools. It's important that your children understand where we came from, those foundations, those being upon the rock. We just had school today. We're teaching U.S. history. And I've got a four-year-old who just graduated third grade history in our classroom, and actually had 2 4-year-olds, and they did brilliant. They aced their last test because they're desiring history taught from the right faucet, and they're going to grow in that. Another thing too, as we were doing lunch today, and
can I interject something into that?
Yeah.
While you're kind of like throwing out a plethora of topics here.
Yes, sir.
It's a terrible place when your brains are in someone else's head, is what you're saying in essence.
It's a good place to keep them in your own brains.
That's
in your own head.
Your brains in your head. Yeah.
Wow. You can put more brains inside of brains.
Folks, this is why I do the majority of the talking.
So Nicole was talking today in the lunchroom, and she was talking about education. I'm off on a tangent here, but it's so important because here's the bottom line. We could tell you black and white all day long. You're going to disagree with us until the cows come home unless you have the proper foundation underneath you, because right will never seem right to you.
Now, when you say the cows come home, what do you mean by that exactly?
Because the cows don't come home. If you leave the cows out to pasture, they're not going to come back on their own. So you've got to go get them and bring them home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had to get that.
My father was a dairy farmer.
Well, wait a second.
He worked for the CIA.
I thought your dad was this, and I thought your
black
dad
belt,
was that.
Mean black belt?
Well, your dad is like belt. All things to all men, right?
You got that right.
Wow, that's incredible. But you're talking about the cows
coming home.
Okay.
You've got to have the correct understanding of cows coming home.
Cows coming home. Okay, Cowie, we can't really hear that very well. I'm sorry, Carrie.
There's a lot of background noise on that cow.
You can't talk about that.
That was a poor cow.
That was a very poor cow.
You know the thought of not using paper plates? This is a prime example of it. And I'll be done after this, I promise.
Oh, wow.
I'm in the lunchroom. Paper plates. A girl comes in today and says, you know, I remember I used to have this. I was anti-paper plates for the longest time. She said, I finally figured out why. Because when I was in school, they talked about the rainforests. and the violin should be playing right now. The rainforests are being destroyed because people are using paper plates.
Doesn't the Bible talk about something, the earth abided still? I mean, what did people do before they got here?
Well, they didn't have paper plates.
How did that earth take care of itself before we got all these environmentalists whacked
on the scene?
Oh, I know.
The bugs eating the trees. Yes. They're eating the trees.
Oh, no. We got to do something about them bugs. You know, isn't it interesting, this new mindset, folks, which, by the way, is communistic.
Yeah.
And it's very totalitarian. Isn't it interesting, folks, that these people have more of a care for the earth than they do life itself? It's okay
compassion.
To abort babies. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the mercies of the wicked are cruel. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you what, this is a sick mentality,
it
folks.
It is sick. And it shows the hypocrisy right on its face here. When you have these poor trees that are being destroyed in the wilderness, how much more poor can you get than a child that's being murdered? How where's our loving liberal friends to protest abortion clinics?
You can even go to Washington, D.C. right now, and you can actually go to the wall where 58,000 of our boys, their names are inscribed on the wall, the Vietnam Wall, America. And about 20, 30 yards away, they have trees with fences around them protecting the trees. And if you do anything to harm the trees, they will fine you.
Yeah.
Okay? But just overlook the 58,000 boys that died in Vietnam, folks. Yeah. That's the mentality that you are allowing to fall upon you if you do not deal with these sick, whack individuals.
You know, that's important to bring up, too, because so many people say, well, you guys, then you just don't care about trees. No, that's not the point. Listen to what the point is. We do care about trees. You shouldn't be hacking down trees in Washington, D.C. But the point
is
that you pay
trees,
attention.
Dick?
You pay attention to what really matters, what's priority. That falls in line in priority, yes, but further on down. It's like, what does it say? Cutting off your nose despite your face? I don't even know what that means, but the point is that you're cutting
you
off of your nose.
Okay, I want to talk
the fullness of that.
I want to talk about noses right now.
Yeah.
Because if we didn't have a nose, this is probably what we mean.
Are you sound like?
Yeah, that's what we even sound like.
Are you making fun of the people that don't have noses?
I was
gonna,
you know what? I suppose that will be the next.
Bradley Dean just made fun of people with no noses.
Yes.
Did
you get that? Oh, my God. That'll be the next thing. But, folks, we got to get on par here. But go ahead and finish up, Jake.
So we don't cut off our nose despite our face. The purpose is keep things in priority as they need to be understood. We do care about everything on this planet because God commanded us to, but we put things in priority. We value life, liberty, and property.
Because we value life, we cut down those trees and build homes to protect
life. So people can live.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a concept.
That makes a very wise decision.
Okay, can we shift over now?
I'm ready.
No, I'll get you. Do it if you want to talk for two more minutes and we lose about half our listeners.
You know, but... Folks, somebody's got to call in right now to finish.
1-866-233-0747. We do have a topic, but I'm just letting Jake show his true colors. 1-866-233-0747.
At the end of this, Nicole finally said, I know why I hated paper plates for the longest time. Because my first grade teacher or my grade school teacher said that if you use paper plates, it destroys the forest. That's how impressionable a young mind is.
Gosh.
That's why we teach the young minds of our children.
Yeah, so they get mad
history.
At people that cut down wood to build houses to preserve.
And they don't even
life.
Know why. They don't even know why. And so then when they come and they battle with folks that are plain laying out truth, they don't even know why they're battling.
Yeah.
But this generation has eyes to see, and people do. There's truth in mankind's heart. But that's the importance of teaching and educating and keeping it out in the forefront and not tolerating this foolishness of cutting down the rainforest.
To say the least. Again, folks, one more time, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back after this break. We will hit topic.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Heart & Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart & Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you done, Jake? Are you done? Okay. All right, thank you. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, he gets mad at me. I do want you to know that he actually gets irritated with me when I do this kind of stuff. And what I'm trying to do is pull a little sense of humor out of him. And I'm trying to correct it into a little bit here. But folks, last Monday here, we were talking about basically sowing back into our posterity, our young, because this administration has enough common sense to go that direction. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't be there today if he had not sown into our posterity.
That's right.
It's been said where there is darkness, crimes will be committed, because the guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. And we were talking about sickness versus choice, and we gave you the definition of sickness and choice, and then we gave you guys an analogy of a big individual who made the choice to kill himself by overeating. And then we began to talk about an analogy, and I'm going to give you this analogy to start off with so we can keep rolling on this and hopefully get finished up with it today. Here's the analogy. I want you to check it out. It's all for you. You're speeding down the highway. You're driving 70 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone, and you're breaking the law by 15 miles per hour. When you get pulled over by the police officer, the first thing he does is point his finger at the law to show you your violation. Your violation. He hands you a ticket for your violation of that law, which is a form of judgment. In response, you say, "Officer, I'm sick and there's something wrong with my foot." Take the ticket, rip it up, and then throw it on the ground and say, "Officer, I'm sick, not responsible, and you need to help me." Folks, how's that going to go over? I'll tell you. He'll pull you out of the car, handcuff you, make an immediate arrest, and then throw you in the back of the car, laughing the whole time, of course. And why is he laughing? Because you had the audacity to believe that the cop was going to believe that you were sick. He's going to say, "Can you believe that this guy thought I was going to fall for the fact that he was sick?" And the bottom line is, folks, is you don't need a day with the counselor. You need a day in front of the judge to pay for your violations, which are the consequences of the laws that were broken. This is how you establish righteousness in the land. Law, judgment, and righteousness. Would have been the situation if there had been no law posted, there would have been no violation because there was no law posted to give you a knowledge of your violation. This is where sickness makes its entrance. If you're sick, then you do not need to be responsible. What does the law do? It gives you a knowledge of your violation and brings you to your responsibility to choose liberty rather than death, right over wrong, and life over death. I'm sorry, liberty rather than jail. What rule is man to go by when God's laws, the Ten Commandments, are lowered and man begins to establish law according to his fallen nature? Lower the law and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. Because with this mentality, criminals who commit crimes are being overlooked and excused or written off as being sick when they are simply choosing to break the law.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up, too, folks, for these type of analogies and things like that, you get a lot of really good gold nuggets on the show. You can go to BradleyDeanBlog.com, and this very analogy is actually being printed off today, along with a number of other ones, but it gives great understanding as to how foolishness some of the policy that's been coming down the line has truly become, and it just gives it in common sense terms so you can explain it to your neighbor and say, "Now, this doesn't make sense, does it? Well, let's apply it to the here and now and what's going on in policy happening in local, federal, and state governments."
Yeah, it's the same thing. What I'm trying to tell people is this is what I went through. Nobody taught me what I'm saying and teaching right now. Had someone taken the time to show me that I was the one offending God and that I was the one breaking his laws into 1,000 pieces, things would have been completely different in my life. But I was the one destroying my soul. I was the one unknowingly trampling underfoot the blood of God's covenant through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. I was the one overeating the fruit of my own ways. I was the one simply reaping in my life what I had sown because I did not know that the end of sin was death. I wasn't sick. I was simply making bad choices. I was unknowingly choosing death over life. I was disobedient in every way, and it seemed that the choices given unto me were always on the wrong side of morality. In other words, I only had bad lessons through the examples that were set before me. I started seeing that life is much like that of sports. If I don't know the rules of the game because a coach didn't take the time to teach me, hello, America, my performance will be unruly and I'll end up losing the game. Why do you complain about politicians? Because you're not holding them accountable, and the only way that you can hold them accountable is by holding them to the lessons that you have taught them.
Mm-hmm. Can I give an analogy to that?
Do.
Actually, it's like this. When you go out and you do your son, your 18-year-old son wants to get a car or daughter, and they want to go get a loan for this particular car. Well, the bank says to him, "Sorry, you don't have any credit. You need a co-borrower." Co-borrower. That's exactly what happened in this country. Our founders made a covenant between the people and God to instill our check was for life, liberty, and property. That was our that was what we received from this covenant. In this particular covenant, when leaders or rulers of a country are becoming delinquent, what would you do if your daughter stopped paying her bill? You know that the bank's going to come after you next. And that's the same thing in America. What's happening is we're having to pay. God's coming to the people saying, "Hey, what are you going to do to hold your elected officials accountable?" Same situation in a bank setting. We are co-borrowers together with our government. The government was there to prosper and not to prosper, but to protect our liberty so that we could prosper.
Well, that's what Thomas Jefferson said. The whole purpose of government is to ensure our rights, not take them away.
And when they fail, it's up to us to make sure that our fellow man receives his just compensation, which is liberty, and it's protected by that government to hold it accountable. So look at it that way. It's a co-borrower situation. They are not more guilty than we are. We are not more guilty than they are. We are the same.
But what happens when we look at God's standard, it converts us to his image and likeness of his son upon repentance.
It shows what we have to be accountable for.
But what happens if we forsake that? Even saying this, what happens when the young or our posterity does not understand the price paid for their liberties or the ratification of their constitution? What happens? Well, communities around the country are proudly building their $50 million detention centers where they are proud they should be ashamed. And instead of giving our posterity the knowledge, the rules to the game that they need to magnify right choices in their life, they give them treatment, counseling, medications, or even jail. Had the older generations, the coaches, taken the time to educate our posterity by magnifying righteousness, teaching them right from wrong, and living by example, this is the hard one for most people,
that's right.
They would not have to spend the money on the detention centers that we now have in our country. They could have gloried in the righteousness, the victories that they had established, but instead they are gloating in their shame because of their defeat. A little love and knowledge would have shown them that prevention is better than cure, but they forgot to prevent so they don't have to bring in the cure.
Yep, and I think you made a great point there. What it comes down to is example. They don't want to lay an example before their children to show their children so that when they bring up the talk, it's backed up by their own walk. Any situation that you go into, it is not right to lie. It is not right to covet. It is not right to bear false witness is also part of what lying is. And we can't exemplify that in our own personal lives because there's four types of government. There's civil government, which is government, municipal law. There is family government, and there also is church government. And finally, there's personal government. And when we fail in the personal government, the family government is to take care of it. When we fail in the family government, the church government takes care of it. When we fail in the church government, then civil government has to take care of it.
And that's why the family is constantly under attack.
That's right. Yeah. And so many people, and when we're not responsible with our liberties, they will be taken away from us. That's what we do to our kids. Why do kids get grounded? Why do they get chastened? Because they've not been responsible with their liberties. So civil government will respond the same way. But the problem is when they continue to, for instance, when a child is chastised, he's chastised till he learns his lesson, and then the parent relinquishes that hold until he disobeys again. Mm-hmm. When we err in our ways, it is one thing to be chastised, but it's another thing for the government then to relinquish after people have learned their lesson or learned the lesson is basically the point. Mm-hmm. So in our own lives, we have to make sure that we are strongly self-governed. When we are, not only are we a terror to tyranny, but number two, we'll remain in our liberty. And we'll exemplify that through our families, through our churches, and through the civil government.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we had such a strong civil government, which laid our foundation here. These were moral men that depended upon virtue. They knew that civil government could not restrain man's sinful tendencies.
Yeah.
Therefore, they stressed family. Family took care of education. Family then took care of church government in their churches. Listen, you know what? That's another thing, too, is people were terrified to death of being kicked out of their churches. They held the most upright conduct. All political folks were part of churches because they knew they wouldn't get elected unless they were a part of a church. Not just as a two-faced thing, because the churches would point the finger. And that's what I love about the job and the role of preachers in our society. They are literally the salt and the light, those preachers that walk upright according to God. And those preachers, as you brought up at the very beginning of this program, if Jesus Christ preached the way that preachers are preaching today, he wouldn't need a cross. Get rid of that.
He would have never been crucified. It's also important, Jake, to add to what you were saying right there, as far as, you know, the church, so on and so forth, and the responsibility of what we have before. And I just totally lost my train of thought because I'm sitting here screaming.
Well, there's so many good things here.
Oh, I know what it was. Charles Spurgeon, I don't know, this might be a shocker, but it also opens up understanding for people in our country that back in the 1800s, 1700s, 1600s, the Puritans, and even up to Spurgeon's day, which was the 1700s and the 1800s, and all the way even to the turn of the century, even in our country, it took you 2 to 3 years to prove that you were a Christian before you were allowed to be a part of a church, before you could become a member in the first place. Now you see signs everywhere. It says, no, all are welcome. No. Wait a second. All are welcome upon repentance in no other way.
Yeah, there's no.
You're not going to call yourself a Christian and act like the devil, folks.
That's right. There was no value. There was value to being a Christian and saying, I'm a member of this church. It's just like when you walk into a jewelry store. There's gold-plated jewelry, which is, you know, $50 for a set of earrings. And then there's 14-karat, or is it 14-karat gold?
Yeah. 14, 14, yeah.
Yeah, the more value there is, the more expense, the more cost. And it's the same thing with church. It's the same thing with any type of relationship. Another thing, too, is Salvation Army, just to give you an awesome model of this, and going back to the basics of righteousness and exalting righteousness in a nation, how important it is for our civil prosperity, our civil peace, and et cetera. The Salvation Army was started by William Booth, and what he did is he made it mandatory for people who worked for his Salvation Army to go to church because he knew the righteousness would then feed
well,
the soul.
That's common sense.
And he outdid all of the agencies, the social agencies in England, just by doing that.
John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. It doesn't work for them, folks. We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Let's get it right, folks. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com
today. The largest part of gaining
radiant
health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just for the sake of time, folks, we're going to pass on these calls. You can give us a call on Monday, 1-866-233-0747. Just for the sake of time.
Or you can comment on Twitter or Facebook.
Yes. Okay. Right. But because we got one more segment, but I want to kick this off real quick. What happens when you ignore what we're talking about right now? I can tell you. Take a look around. Mm-hmm. See, because until I saw through the Word of God that by the law is the knowledge of sin in Romans 3:20, I was the one that was guilty before God, but God was the one that gave me a knowledge for my instruction. I tell people this all the time. God is the only one that loved me enough to tell me no. He's the only one that loves you enough to tell you no, folks. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, folks. Be careful of a flattering tongue, because it says in the book of Proverbs that it destroyeth souls. We haven't been given the gift of diplomacy in this ministry. Praise God. We thank God for that, because diplomacy destroys countries. I didn't know that God's word, the Bible, is the key that locks the door to him who came to steal and to kill and destroy. His words also gives us a knowledge of the truth, which makes men free. You see, God through the Bible instructs the foolish. It's a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. I'm talking about God's moral law, which Christ did not come to abrogate. There were even times through this process that I felt as if I was at war with an unseen force, and little did I know I really was, because I wasn't taking heed to his instructions. And many people today are on the same road that I was. It's a road filled with lawlessness that will only end in destruction. They're fighting the same battle, and you might be fighting the same battle that I had to fight because of their lack of knowledge. And while they are caught in the middle, they are simply looking for someone to show them the way that sets them free. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And as paradox as it might seem, obedience to the law liberates you, while disobedience to the law enslaves you and confines you. Just ask any criminal in jail right now. He's there because he broke natural law. And that natural law is an exemplification and a manifestation of God's holy spiritual law. The Lord shows us his way in Deuteronomy 30, 19 through 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, America, that I have set before you life and death. Here's your options, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest lovest the Lord thy God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of days in his son Jesus Christ. But if you ignore it, folks, it's like burning the flag. Look at what is being promoted to our young 24 hours a day, even unto yourselves. 7 days a week through the media, government, education, home, and bad examples everywhere. Is it another wonder? And folks, is there any wonder why there's so much lawlessness in this country when it's being promoted and thrown down on your, you know, thrown down on you 24/7 through the media? Look at how un-American and immoral things have become in this country. We know that our veterans did not leave this as their legacy. Now I'm talking about natural things so you can understand spiritual things. And I want you to think about it. Did the men and the women who served our country in foreign wars fight, bleed, and die to uphold what the immoral media pushes on the youth today? No, they did not. Did they sacrifice themselves so that you could go to school or your kids could go to school 5 days a week to become indoctrinated by misinformation and propaganda? No, they didn't. Did they sacrifice themselves in hopes that family would be targeted and destroyed by outside forces within through immorality by promoting adultery, divorce, murder, and domestic violence? No, they didn't. This kind of moral fallout is in truth dishonoring and desecrating the graves of those that died for us, and in reality, it is like burning the American flag. My story is of just that. It was as if I was the one burning the American flag without knowing that I was the one doing it, and I should have been honoring and magnifying the laws of the Constitution in which our veterans died for. The laws keep men free, but I wasn't. I should have been the one holding forth that beautiful red, white, and blue for all to see in its glory, but instead, I was doing the contrary. I was living my own lawless, unruly, self-serving, and unthoughtful life. I, in essence, was fraternizing with the enemy of my country and my God. I'm ashamed for spending my earlier years trampling the blood under my feet of the veterans and the Son of God. It should have been my highest duty to honor that for which they died, and to my shame, I did not. I claimed to be an American, yet in action, I was a traitor to its very cause. And so are you if you are not living for what men died for. I needed the knowledge to make the right choices for which men sacrificed. The knowledge that I'm giving to you right now, America, to sustain life, liberty, that was given to all of us. Because freedom was not given to men to do what they want to do. It was given to men to do what they ought to do. And clearly there is no honor in destroying the laws in which men died to uphold. The answers came when I was brought to the foot of Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C., and shown the price and sacrifice which was purchased through the blood and life of hundreds of thousands of men and women. I saw for myself what they did for my freedom. They sacrificed their lives for mine. And when I received that knowledge as to why the veterans paid the ultimate price, I sought to magnify and uphold the laws of our Constitution because I was so grateful for their sacrifice. Are you beginning, America, to understand John 3:16? This is why they died, to give me liberty. Then and only then did I obey from the heart and make the right choices when I understood. And similarly, in spiritual matters, when I was driven to the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, by that holy law, his Ten Commandments, read Exodus 20 and Galatians 3:24, I then understood the price paid to cover my sins because it was his blood. This is called redemption because then and only then was I grateful for his sacrifice. I then sought the knowledge to magnify the laws and to bring men unto Christ, which established his righteousness by his Holy Spirit. Then I wanted to obey from the heart, for this is where men find that the life that is in Jesus Christ, the life giver and the great liberator. What's the correlation? In this country, our freedoms are blood bought. We as a nation are redeemed through the blood of our veterans to ratify or make valid our Constitution, the American Covenant. This makes us Americans. And in a Christian nation such as ours, we are redeemed through the blood of Christ to receive salvation. Salvation defines out to be liberation from bondage or sin. To establish God's covenant in our hearts, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. John 3:3. This makes us, when received Christians, truly God has shed his grace upon us, America. Now you have the very essence of its meaning. It's been said that the young will rise to the level of expectation, and that's true, but it can only be done by the grace that God bestows upon us in Jesus Christ. Give them the knowledge, show them the price, and they will catch the heart. Don't ever forget it.
I think a great exemplification of morality and blessing. You can't have the benefits of morality without practicing morality.
Yeah.
You can't have it the other way, and you just laid a perfect...
In other words, you can't expect good things to come back into your life when you're sowing bad things into your life.
Yep, and for all you folks, this was, I mean, it was a great dialogue here. I encourage you to go to BradleyDeanBlog.com because you can find most of this on some of the writings that Bradley's giving, these analogies, and bring it back to the simple things. And again, he's saying, I learned this from testimony, but these things learned need to be applied. And where do we get those from? Our great teacher. I'm also reminded for many of you that are applying
Jesus Christ.
That's right, Jesus Christ. I'm also reminded of many of you that are applying these moral principles in your own lives, in your society, and maybe in your local governments or your school boards, etc. The Bible says in Romans 8:28 that all things work for the good for those who love God, to them who are called according to his purposes. So those of you that are doing the will of God and are called by God to do these things, don't lose heart. But I want to also remind you that that word good, literally translated in the Greek, is agathos. And that means useful. It also means salutary. So it's contributing to what is beneficial for you. When I say, this food is good for me. What does that mean? It doesn't necessarily mean it tastes good or that it's wonderful and I look forward to eating it every day. It means it's good. It's beneficial to us. So when you're working for God, all things work to your good, but not always to the taste buds that you may expect.
Ministry,
and you must be encouraged.
Ministry is bittersweet, bro.
You got it. Yeah. You got it. Because things that are good for us don't necessarily taste good to us, but they're good.
A prime example is our veterans.
Yep,
They love our country so much, but they have all the war wounds. They understand how awesome and how good freedom really is.
That
but
is
they
exactly
understand
right.
the price paid for it.
Yep, they enjoy the benefits of morality because they're moral themselves by standing up and suffering and doing that which is good. So let's not lose sight of what is good. And all of you that are out there laboring to do, just like the Sons of Liberty are laboring right now, we encourage you in that word. Not the easy word, but again, it's the cross. As you brought up in the very beginning of this radio program, if Christ preached what modern-day preachers are preaching today, he would have never went to the cross. They would have never brought him there.
Yeah.
But he did. He revolutionized the world. He still is and is going to continue to revolutionize America. And we follow in his footsteps for righteousness.
Christianity, by its very nature, is very aggressive. It's not passive at all. John Adams said this, O posterity, you will never know how much it cost us to preserve your freedom. I hope that you will make good use of it, America, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we also have Sons of Liberty Media coming up, engaging next week for your observation and consideration. Talk to you next week. We love you by what we do.